what is the difference between a wet and a damp area?
That's nurse practitioner William Miller. KYUK spoke with Miller outside the post office alongside Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. He's been in Bethel for the past 6 months and is still on the fence about the issue, but he's no stranger to the greater concerns about the community's health overall.
I've seen the damage that both alcohol and tobacco produces, and my question is, why is the state involved in banning alcohol when they don't ban tobacco? Because they both cause an equal amount of deaths and damage to people.
But other people, like this woman who requested that we not share her name, have already decided to vote against it.
I want to vote to where it's gonna stay like this. Yeah. I think because a lot of people like, you know, like beer and wine and stuff. And the hard liquor, I'm against. I'm a non-drinker. But people want beer and wine, you know, they can buy it. But as far as hard liquor, they can go see their local bootlegger or order it out of Anchorage.
This particular local option doesn't allow for any local beer or wine sales, and many wonder if they can have a beer and wine option.
Is it possible just to sell beer and wine in Bethel? Bethel does not need to have hard liquor. So is that possible?
The city of Bethel has provided information about the local option on the ballot. The city is also coordinating with state officials to host a one-hour call-in show on KYUK next week, starting at 11 a.m. on Thursday, September 17th. In the meantime, submit your alcohol or local option-related questions to news@kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.